from the Albia Fieldhouse. Starting this one at 120 pounds, Dakota. And a quick two-point takedown for Shadow Leshen to start the scoring. We're just underway. It's Albia versus Oskaloosa. Looks like we had a 120-pound forfeit for the Blue Demons to start it, though, at 120. So 120, Skyler DeYoung from Oski picks up the forfeit points and a 6-0 team score for Oski. 126-pounder Shadow Leshen competing right now. He's got Nick Beebe. Beebe, a good wrestler there, Dakota.
Yeah, looks like he's senior experienced wrestler here. Shadow 4-1 over top of him right now. Took him down twice, let him up. Working chicken wing in here right now, looking to turn and get some back points out of this.
I think it's going
to
be a much better dual meet here, folks. Albia versus Oskaloosa here for the final meet of the evening. Some ranked wrestlers for the Oskaloosa Indians include their six-pounder Drew Sams, as Shadow Leshen is working a chicken wing, getting back points. 4-1, the score right now. Shadow led him up and took him right back down, and now he's got the three-point near fall. He's chest-to-chest with 30 seconds to go. Dakota, it looks to me like if he can get that wrapped up. But nice job bridging off his back by Nick Beebe, and 7-1 the score after that three-point near fall.
Yeah, Shadow did a good job there. I mean, I don't know if he wanted him to set it down yet or not, or if Shadow was wanting to get a match in here. He turned into it back again here with 12 seconds left, looking to score three more.
Yeah, Beebe got caught with a sit out there and just got chinned back by Shadow, and he stuck him.
Shadow sets it down for the pin. It'll be 6-6 team score.
So Shadow Leshen opens the scoring for the Albia Blue Demons. 6-6 the score now. Nice pin there for Shadow in a minute and 52 seconds. So got to give Shadow credit there. He's perfect 3-0 on the evening and kind of set the tempo here in this one, the first competitive match here, the 126-pounder. So we're going to go to 132. And looks like Bryce Leshen.
Bryce Leshen coming out with the old face mask again.
Darth Vader mask for Bryce Leshen. He's up against Willis Knox. And Bryce is having a little bit of trouble with that nasty-looking mask that's there. In case you haven't heard, it's there to protect his nose. And there's a nice, just a slip by and turns it into two back points. Cuts him. 2-1 the score, 10 seconds into this 32-pound match.
Bryce working in a collar side here. He got a front headlock, put the head in the hole, going to the backside. Scores two takedown here. He's going to make it 4-1. Looks like he's going to cut him again.
Just totally outmatching this 32-pounder, Willis Knox, for the Oskaloosa Indians. Willis Knox, a freshman, going up against the sophomore, Bryce Leshen. And there's another, he's just slipping right by him.
Beautiful shuck by Bryce. We're going to go blood time red here. Bryce is doing a very good job on his feet right now, taking him down, letting him up. He's got
three quick takedowns there.
Good setups, good shuck bys.
Three quick takedowns. Set this thing up for you a little bit. The Oskaloosa Indians, they are not ranked as a team, but they do have several ranked wrestlers. You've got their lightweight wrestler, Drew Sams. He's just a freshman, but he's ranked 10th in class 3A, 113 pounds. I do think that he's probably going to drop down to 106 tonight, though. I think that's what they're saying. He weighed in at 106 anyway.
Yeah. I think I think Kyle's going to wrestle him tonight, and we'll see how Kyle does against a ranked wrestler.
Kyle Sennett beat a ranked wrestler in Marshalltown last weekend. Kid from East Marshall was ranked 8th in Class 2A. So Kyle Sennett, he's putting an impressive freshman campaign together.
Definitely.
So that's the Sams kid. He's a ranked wrestler. And then you go to Skyler DeYoung. That was the forfeit that the Blue Demons gave up at 120. He's ranked 10th. And we're going to go back to the live wrestling action here after the blood timeout. 6-3 as Leshen cuts his opponent, Willis Knox, prior to the start of the whistle there. Now there's a nice double leg in there by Bryce Leshen. He elevates, gets the, out off the circle the mat, and I had a chance to visit with the official in between matches about the calls at the edge of the circle. And they said he's just trying to be consistent and protect the wrestlers from injury in a dual meet that may not be as important as the tournament. So I think we'll see maybe a little bit more edge action, wrestling near the edge of the mat as the tournament's near.
Yeah, definitely. You got 5 feet max on the outside of this ring, and you get on that the other side of that, you're close to hardwood. And he's just trying to do the best.
Bryce Leshen puts a half Nelson in and just rolls up Willis Knox here with 30 seconds left, pins him. Call that pin there in 1 minute, 29 seconds. Bryce Leshen gets it done for the Blue Demons. 12-6 the score now. So now we're going to have Blake Lawless out on the mat at 138. pounder, Blake Lawless. He's going to be going up against David Alessi. David Alessi, 138 pounds for the Oskaloosa Indians.
Blake Lawless click with a snap and an outside single here. He's going to work for the takedown, get two.
Nice wizard there, but not successful for Alessi, and give the takedown to Lawless. He cuts him immediately. Now Lawless pummeling, trying to get inside position back at the center of the mat. Score 2-1 at 138 pounds. Now there's another great shuck. Lawless takes him down and lets him go. 4-2 the score. We're at 138 pounds, folks. 12-6 the team score. Albie Blue Demons on top. There's a single leg in there by Lawless. He shot in on the double, but he had his head inside. Switches off to the single. Now goes back to the double, uses his head as a lever. Elevates, brings him back to the mat safely, gets the 2 points. And moves up, tries to work a half Nelson, glances at the clock, see that there's still 1:07 to go, and lets him up. Shot in there by Alessi from Oski. Nice job countering there by Blake Lawless. And he's got seven. No, that can't be right.
8-3
Yeah, 8-3. Four takedowns. The score, this is such fast action that score can't even keep it straight. But now this is a chicken wing, and 3 back points awarded here so far for Blake Lawless. That'll make the score 11-3. Now he keeps that chicken wing, goes to the double chicken wing, and pins him in 1:27. Wow.
That was a pretty dominant match on Blake's part. He
just played with that kid there. That's an 18-6 team score now. Congratulations, Blake Lawless. He is really rolling up the pins here in his sophomore season. All right,
Caleb White.
Caleb White's going to take the mat at 145 for the Albie Blue Demons. His Oskaloosa Indian opponent is going to be Brady Bierbauer. So, hey, Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe bringing you this live wrestling action on 96.7. A couple of things I want to mention. I want to mention Coach Winger wants to shout out to his mother, Vicky, and his sister. I think her name's Chris. They're listening in Florida. Pulled the pin on the cold weather in Iowa and got down there just in time before that cold weather last week. So, Coach Winger shouting out to his mom and sister as he navigates this Blue Demon wrestling squad through the 50th season of its existence. And right now, at 145 pounds, we've got a scoreless tie. Caleb White on the mat against Brady Bierbauer.
Caleb doing a good job on his feet here. He's tying up, setting up a good shot. Here comes that Kelly that he's so famous for. Gets the 2 takedown here and 1:30 to go in the first period.
Kept that arm on the right side, too, when he rolled that Kelly up. And now he's going to try to use that control of the arm. He's keeping Bierbauer broken down. Moves up now, puts the half Nelson in on the right side, bars the arm on the left. Back to his base is Bierbauer, so White puts the corkscrew right in. Now stand up by Bierbauer. White cuts him, 2-1.
Caleb bouncing around here, looking for another setup, getting him stepping. He's going to fake, throw a couple fakes in here, getting him stepping, and try to get him out of position so he can get a good shot in here.
The wrestlers are on their feet right now, but Dakota, why don't you tell the fans of wrestling that aren't here or fans of wrestling that are just learning what the corkscrew ride is when the wrestler's on top, what we call the corkscrew.
It's pretty much you just bump forward to the left and go inside the hip, inside the leg on the right side, and you just, it's like turn like clockwise, just getting him off balance pretty much to get him broke down.
Yep. It's kind of like a big bear hug, but instead of hugging him around the waist, you just shoot your hand down on the thigh on the other side, and just your arm is like a corkscrew. We've got a little blood timeout here now. It looks like it's Caleb White that's bleeding. Caleb White with the blood timeout there. Did you ever have much blood time, Dakota?
Oh, I tried to cover it up before the ref could see it.
There we go. 2-1 the score now. We're back in live wrestling action. 145-pounder Caleb White gets in on that Kelly again, keeps it again, gets it wrapped around, and two more takedown points for Caleb White. Now he puts a half Nelson in. Stand up there by Bierbauer from Oskaloosa, and they're off the mat. Out of bounds. White in control. 4-1 the score. Albia leads this one by the 18-6 margin. Pins for Shadow and Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless at 26-32 and 138 pounds. We're now competing at the 145-pound class where Caleb White, with two takedowns, is ahead 4-1. Now White, stand up there by Bierbauer, drops down on the leg. White still in control, but Bierbauer in danger of getting out. Now White has to drop down, goes to a double leg after a stand-up by Bierbauer, takes him down off the mat, so it's 4-1. White still on top as time expired. So a little action right there at the edge of the mat as time expired in the first period. 4-1 the score. Caleb White with the advantage.
Caleb going to start down here in the second period.
White's down. Sit out. Bierbauer covers. A sit-out switch by Caleb White, and he's out. He's loose. There's a two-point reversal for Caleb White. 8 seconds into the second period. Now Bierbauer broken down. White with power half on the left side. White runs that thing. Nice post of the leg by Bierbauer. Now Bierbauer back to his base. White still in there on that half Nelson. He bars the arm on the other side. Bierbauer to his base. But White still with the pinning combination in. If he could get some underneath leverage, Dakota, I think he might be able to pop that thing and score. But he's going to come back to the hips now and try to break him down conventionally.
Yeah, he was trying to pull that knee over on the same side. Bierbauer looking to get an escape here. He does. It makes it 6-2. White still on the lead. He's going to work for another takedown here with a minute 5 to go in the second period.
Yeah, I really like to see that two-point reversal instead of the escape. Two better than one for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially in this position, you only had a 6-2 lead. I mean, that 2 points could end up hurting you.
Yep. I want to thank the fine folks at Benton Place Apartments for helping sponsor Albia Blue Demon Wrestling tonight here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse. We're at 145 pounds where Caleb White hits his third Kelly of the evening to get his third takedown of the evening to go with a nifty reversal on a sit-out switch. He leads this contest 8-2 with 30 seconds remaining in this second period at 145 pounds. Now he puts the half in. He's working near the edge of the mat against Brady Bierbauer from Oskaloosa. Caleb White, talented senior, state qualifier in his sophomore campaign for the Blue Demons. And they're out of bounds off the mat with 13 seconds remaining. Second period, 145.
Caleb Bierbauer coming in here and setting up on bottom. Caleb's going to try to ride him out here in this 13 seconds left.
Bierbauer gets set. White covers. First move off the whistle is Caleb White putting a cross leg right in on the left side. Now he puts a figure four in on the stomach, and he's going to milk that clock out. No more scoring in the second period. We'll go to the third with a margin 8-2, and Bierbauer takes down. Bierbauer takes down position. He gets set. White glances over at Nick Pickerel for some advice on the strategy here. Bierbauer's first move is a stand-up. White cuts him. 8-3 your score.
Caleb there. Getting in good position here. He's looking for that Kelly again, but Bierbauer is getting pretty good at defending that by now after the third time.
Well, he saw it. And I think with 5-point margin right now, there's a stall call against Bierbauer. He's just looks to me like maybe trying to make sure he doesn't give up any bonus points on the team score and leave it to the rest of his team to put Oskaloosa in front. But there is a single leg in there by Caleb White. They're near the edge of the mat. Bierbauer puts two hands locked through the crotch. White's head is down. Going to have a stalemate. Probably the right call there.
Yeah,
it was a quick stalemate, but I don't think that Bierbauer was going to unlock his hands. And
nope, neither wrestler was advancing, so we're going to stalemate and come back to the center. Caleb popping and going. He's going to set up another shot here, trying to work an angle.
Well, they're on their feet. Nice little reach-in single attempt there by Bierbauer from Oskaloosa. He trails 8-3 with a minute remaining in this 145-pound match. Now Caleb White puts the front headlock on and spins behind, gets behind, can't get control, but then goes to a double leg, and there's Bierbauer reaching through the crotch again, grabs the ankle, but can't hold on, and Caleb White gets behind for the takedown. 10-3. He cuts him immediately. 10-4. A takedown here, and it's an extra point for your Albia Blue Demon squad, folks. Here's the Kelly again by Caleb White. He's a little bit under-leveraged, but he does get the takedown with it. And that's 12-4 with 24 seconds to go. I think Caleb White's just going to try to ride him out.
Caleb needs to ride him out here. He got that 8-point lead, which gives him an extra point for a team, which is...
That'd make it 22-6 for your Blue Demons. And with 15 seconds remaining, Bierbauer looks like he's out of gas. They're near the edge of the mat. White really can't do anything to try a pinning combination because of that outside circle. The official's right on top of that circle. And White back on the ankles. Time expires. Major decision for Caleb White at 145 pounds. He wins 12-4.
Notice Winger over there telling him to cut him for that last time so he can get that 8-point lead and get that major decision for that extra team point.
Well, we've had five matches so far. Four of them were contested. The other one was a forfeit, and the Blue Demons out on top on all of those. And now we're at 152 pounds where, 152, double forfeit. Double forfeit at 152, so we're going to 160. Griffin Osing on the mat. He is going up against, looks like Tyler Zickafoos. Osing, nice little shuck.
Yep, nice little shuck to a takedown. He's going to cut him. He's going to pop and go. He takes an outside single here. He's got it to the waist.
Osing really in control of this one. Just muscled him right back down the mat. That's 4-1. He cuts him again immediately. That's 4-2.
Griffin, we're going to work another shot here. On the edge of the mat, we're going to go out of bounds and come back to the center neutral.
Griffin Osing meets his opponent, Tyler Zickafoos, at the center of the mat.
There's Griffin, a nice little arm drag there to two takedown, which makes it 6-2.
A lot of times that arm drag doesn't work if you only have one hand on the arm that you're pulling, but, man, he had both of them on there at the beginning of that arm drag. Got around behind him and put the arm around the waist. Nice slick takedown, 6-2, your score now at 160.
He's looking for a tilt here to get him some back points, but...
He got him past parallel, but not
for
long enough.
He got past there, but not long enough. There's a one count. Yeah, not good enough to get any points yet. He's working tough here on this tilt.
Well, he's gotten off the tilt now. He's moved up to the top of the torso. He's got the chicken wing in on the right side. Fist in the middle of the back. Zickafoos gets his arm barred on the other side. Osing walks it over. Counting back points now for Griffin Osing. Now it goes to a double chicken wing. Sits and
set
sticks.
Set him down for the pin. Will make it 28-6, team points.
Nice job by Griffin Osing with the first period pin in 133. Good job for Griffin. 28-6 team score now. Now we're going to see Brett Leshen. Nope. Looks like we're going to have Dalton Folkerts. So Dalton Folkerts out there at 170. Like seeing Dalton competing down there at 170. That's kind of his natural wrestling weight. And he has got a stud for an opponent. I believe this is
Cody Jones.
Cody Jones. Old Dane Jones' brother, I think, isn't he? I think that's right. Dude. Couple of standout wrestlers for Oskaloosa here in the mid to upper weights. Oh, there's a nice single go to a double for Dalton Folkerts, and good job by Jones there to get it out of bounds before Dalton had to stop his forward acceleration. They're out of bounds. We'll reset it with a minute and 30 seconds to go at the center of the mat. Scoreless tie here at 170 pounds, first period action. Albia Blue Demons competing against the Oskaloosa Indians just up the road. 28-6, the team score. We're wrestling at 170 pounds in this contest. Dalton Folkerts on his feet against Cody Jones. Jones in on single leg. Nifty job getting around behind. And they're out of bounds on their feet. And Dalton, it looked to me like Cody Jones with a great single leg right there, about had the takedown.
Yeah, Dalton did a good job knowing where he was at on the mat and getting out of bounds there before he gave up the two. Dalton in on a single leg here.
Nice ankle pick there for Dalton Folkerts. Jones reaches around, goes through the crotch, tries to get a stalemate out of this thing, but Dalton Folkerts is in deep. He's making some more forward progress. He's improving, so there's not going to be a stalemate call. Now Dalton Folkerts gets his head through. He's got the ankle, and Jones is in trouble whether he knows it or not. There's the two. There's going to be a potentially dangerous right there. Nope. He's still got a hold of it just below the knee. I don't think Jones knows that he's already given up the takedown. All right.
Dalton for
two
sure.
2-0 the score.
Now, doing a good job riding on top here. We got 20 seconds left in the first period. He's going to try to ride him out here.
He's got him flat on his stomach, and it's very hard to score from flat on your stomach. There's not been very many points that's happened. All right, 8 seconds to go. Folkert's riding hard. He gets the arm barred on the right-hand side, puts half in on the left, and time expires in the first period, 2-0. Dalton Folkert's on top. Great match here at 170 pounds, folks. Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe bringing it live for you from the Albia High School Gymnasium. It's the third of three meets tonight, Albia versus Oskaloosa, after previously knocking off Fairfield a whole bunch to not very many, and a one-sided contest against an understaffed Iowa City West squad.
Yeah, we definitely got a good deal coming at you. Right now, Oski and Albia. Dalton with a quick Granby here in the second period.
Beautiful Granby
roll. He's going to get two reversal here.
Got separation, and Jones wasn't quick enough to get to his feet after the Granby by Folkerts, and Folkerts gets the reversal. 10 seconds gone in the second period. He leads 4-0. Stand-up by Jones. Stand-up sit-out. Stand-up switch. Nice job by Folkerts getting back behind. And that stand-up switch was a great move for your brother, Slater. Man, he would work that thing. There's an escape there by Cody Jones.
Cody Jones had a nice check there, but once again, Dalton was on the edge of the mat, kind of knew where he was, and kind of circled out when he hit that shuck. But we go back to the center now. It'd be 4-1, minute 20 left in the second. Dalton working in the collar tie here.
At the center of the mat with a minute 15 to go. 4-1 score. Albia's Dalton Folkerts leads this one. He's in on a double leg, very, very deep. The counter for Jones was too late, and that's a two-point takedown for Dalton Folkerts. Just got in there too deep for him to try to reach through between his legs and couldn't get the whizzer in either.
Yeah, Dalton did a very good job of keeping his hips under. And you can see so many times you take that double leg shot and guys get extended. He did a very, very good job keeping his hips under in that. Was the alpha.
Kept his feet moving right on into his opponent's abdomen, and by the time that happened, there was a two-point takedown. Dalton's going to cut him now, makes the score 6-2 with 52 seconds to go. There's a shot in there by Cody Jones from Oskaloosa. The sprawl by Folkerts. Now he's got the front headlock in, and he's very, very heavy on him, and there's a lot of energy being expended right now by Cody Jones, but he does a quick shuck by, gets behind, and a two-point takedown, and that was slick. That was really, really slick. Dalton Folkerts had that heavy top in there, and somehow Cody Jones was able to pop it and do the shuck by, and now he's going to try a guillotine with the there's a potentially dangerous. He had the leg in on the right side and tried the guillotine with the left arm behind the head, and I can see right now Cody Jones is a leg rider.
Dalton's going to have to come to his feet here to stay out of those legs or catch that leg coming in, which I can see he's trying to do. He's holding that elbow and waiting for that leg to come in.
He's
to our feet now.
With 11 seconds to go, he's going to get loose. And
Dalton's going to get one.
That's a great point there because that makes it 7-4. There's a shot in there by Dalton. Got a little bit extended there, and with 0.2 seconds to go, the official blows the whistle's time expires. 7-4 going to third period in an excellent 170-pound match between Cody Jones from Oskaloosa and Dalton Folkerts for the Albie Blue Demons. Folkerts was on the top position. He cuts Jones, and it's 7-5. 7-5, and there's that shuck by attempt there by Jones again. That worked for him once. Well, there's an ankle pick by Folkerts.
Dalton kind of left his arm high there, and he didn't quite get to that ankle.
There's an ankle pick now by Cody Jones. Yeah, Dalton had his arm out a little bit and got caught in the underhook. going in on his way to the and now here's Cody Jones. Oh, man, great job by Dalton Folkerts.
Very good job. Very good scramble position there. Dalton did a great job of working outside and keeping his hips under and getting around there for that two takedown. Makes it 9-5.
Looked like Cody Jones was in there deep on an ankle pick, and Dalton Folkerts just kept his hips real tight and lower than Jones's hips and was able to get behind, gain control, and he leads this one now 9-5, a four-point advantage. That's pretty big here with 1:03 to go out of bounds.
Definitely. Dalton coming back to the center here. He'll be on top. Cody Jones is going to work to get some points here. He's down by four right now with a minute left in the third.
Well, there's a stand-up by Jones, taken back to the mat forcefully by Dalton Folkerts. And really, Dalton hasn't been scored on from the top position other than just letting Cody Jones up. And with 48 seconds to go, I think he's going to just try to ride him out here with the four-point lead. There's a cradle attempt by Dalton Folkerts. Couldn't quite get it locked up, but a really nice job taking the stand-up away from Cody Jones.
Dalton's doing a good job keeping him flat here. He's keeping heavy on him. 30 seconds left. Like Joe said, he's going to try to continue to rat him out here and keep the score 9-5.
9-5, the margin, the advantage to Albia's Dalton Folkerts. He's got the arm barred on the right-hand side. He's got no stall calls against him until right there. He had one to give there. He's actually got one more to give with 14.2 seconds to go. So he knows where he's at in this match. He knows where he's at on the mat. And there's a sit out by Jones, controlled back by Folkerts, and we'll count down underneath 10 seconds to go. Dalton Folkerts will win this one, the score, 9-5, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there is your whistle. And Dalton Folkerts, 9-5 winner. Perfect on this historic evening of wrestling at the Albia High School Gymnasium. Want to thank some of our great sponsors, and that would include First Iowa State Bank, Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction, Dean and Natalie and Michael and that Lathrop crew over there. We've got Titan Machinery, Edward Jones and Albia, Sheridan Valley Electric, they turn the lights on for you. So catch us up here. That was at 170 that Dalton won.
We're on forfeit 182.
Forfeit 182. That's going to make the score 31-12. Catch that up for you. And where's Brett Leshen?
I don't know.
Brett Leshen normally would have taken the mat at either 70 or 82, but he did not come out for 82, so it makes you wonder if maybe there might not have been an injury or something to Brett in that earlier match that he had against Fairfield.
Gotcha. Jacob West out here on the mat now at 195. He's working in here. He's setting up a good shot, but we caught collar tie.
Well, Albie in control of this match, 31-12. Jacob West doing a great job wrestling tonight. Had a tough loss against Fairfield, against a quality opponent, but really like the way that he has competed tonight. Jacob West, he's at 195, and he's also competed at 220 tonight. Dakota.
Yeah, he's been a very versatile wrestler tonight. He's doing good for the team. He's going out there and he's wrestling tough like he's doing now in a mean collar tie here, working out towards the edge of the mat. We're going to circle back to the center.
They're just pummeling right at the center of the mat, right above the red electric A. The only wrestling action that we got going on right now is right here in front of us at 195 pounds. Oh, and there's a nice little dump there by Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa. West quickly gets out, though. It's 2-1. 2-1 now at 195. And that forfeit that we saw there at 182, the 82-pounder, Mason Wissey from Oskaloosa, very talented ranked wrestler for the Oskaloosa Indians. Just want to make sure we give him the recognition that he deserves for going out there having his hand raised and getting 6 points.
Jacob West trailing 2-1 here with 22 to go in the first. He's got that collar tie in again, working there and come out of that and go right back into that collar tie. He takes it shot on the single leg.
He's trying to turn that into a fireman's carry. If he can get his hips under him with 10 seconds to go, I think he's got a chance to get out of bounds, though, before he can execute it. And now he's just going to have to go to a single leg and try to keep from getting scored on as we go off the mat with 1.4 seconds to go. Nice job there by Jacob West. A little bit out of position on that kind of a modified Kelly slash fireman's carry.
Yeah, it was a different move. I think he was going for the Kelly, and then he comes back in for the fireman's there. Salzer's going to defer, and West is going to take bottom here in the second period. West still trailing 2-1.
Folks, we're at 195 pounds. Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe bringing you live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. West from the bottom gets the stand up, controls the hands, but he's taken back to the mat as he hits the switch, and he's going to get a reversal there. 3-2 the score now for Jacob West. Nice job by Jacob West. He got hand control. His opponent, Kyler Salazar, took him back down to the mat, and now Jacob West scoring
back points here.
He's got a figure four in on the body, and he's going to get three out of that one. Uh-oh, he's in a little bit of trouble now. He's got to
get his
high.
Hips up here. He gets his hip. Oh, he got his hips up.
Now he's got
a
half Nelson
pin. Oh, Salazar rolled through.
Well, there's a three-point near fall and a two-point reversal, and that was some roly-poly action. That's going to make the score 6-4, and now some more roly-poly action, and I think West is going to come out on top, and he does with a reversal. Got the half Nelson in, and this is a lot of action at 195 pounds. A couple of big boys going after it. West gets the half Nelson in on the right-hand side, drives it. A post to the leg by Salazar from Oskaloosa. Barred the arm now as Jacob West has to give up on that half Nelson. Casts over to the left side now, and a stall call warning against Kyler Salazar from Oskaloosa. 8-4 the score now. Jacob West on top at 195 pounds, 38 seconds remain in this second period. The Blue Demons on top of this one on the team score, 31-12.
Now, Jacob West trying to break him down here.
Salazar gets to his base. West riding a little bit high on the right-hand side. Gets him broken down, though. But now Salazar grabs that inside leg that's close, and with 20 seconds to go, Jacob West a little bit too far out front. Toad, a little bit too far out front.
Yeah, he needs to circle back and get his hips back. 10 seconds left.
Yeah, don't let him score here.
Don't want to give up no points here.
There he does. There. He does. That was a great job.
His hips back, but
saw where he was at, and I think he might have glanced up at the clock there and seen just 10 seconds to go and gave that pinning combination up. But nice job in the second period for Jacob West. Gets the big three-point near fall and a pair of reversals to reverse his fortunes in this 195-pound match. Jacob West on top, 8-4, going to the third.
Jacob West wrestling really tough here. I mean, he come out and he started out down, and then he just kept heart and he kept fighting back, and now he's on top, 8-4.
Well, this Oskaloosa Indians squad, I'm sure they've got some excellent workouts with the high-quality wrestlers that they have in their room. Now sit out by Salazar off the whistle. He grabs ahead, and West just a little bit too high, gives up that reversal, but does not stop the action. Gets a side roll and puts his opponent on his back. Not long enough to get the back points, but definitely long enough to get the reversal. It should be 10-8 right, or 10-6 right now. 10-6 your score, and there's a half Nelson by West. If he's still just a little bit too high, but if he can sink that thing, get his hips down and teed out, he's in great position to score. Great position to score. Nice job by Salazar getting his opposite leg posted. And what a great job by Jacob West there. We don't quite have the score just right. Oh, Jacob West got a little bit too high, and now Jacob West is on his back. Boy, just got too high and left his head out and got reversed and pinned with a minute 11 to go, and just a little bit too aggressive there.
Yeah, he got a little high and got aggressive pushing that through, and Salazar just kind of reached up, grabbed his head, and got him on his back in a tight position, and Jacob West couldn't, nothing much he could do about it.
All right, 31-18, your team score now, and here comes Carter Isley. He's going to be the 220-pound competitor for the Albia Blue Demons here. And he is going to go up against, looks like, is that Lamb or Tomlin there, Dakota?
I'm not sure.
I think that is Tomlin.
Tomlin.
Yep, Tomlin they're saying. That's what the cheerleaders are cheering. So Callan Tomlin on the mat at 220 pounds against Albia's Carter Isley. Live wrestling action being brought to you, like I said, by Sheridan Valley Electric. They turned the lights on in Albia. Dr. William Adler. He'll help you see. And Benton Place Apartments. Proud to have these great sponsors bringing you this live high school wrestling action tonight from the Albia High School Fieldhouse. We're at 220 pounds. We are 30 seconds into this match. A scoreless tie between Carter Isley from Albia and Callan Tomlin from the Oskaloosa Indians. Shot there by Isley. Nice job by Tomlin with the counter. A couple of similarly built wrestlers, but there's a nice spin by Shuck for Carter Isley. He gets the two-point takedown. Tries to lock up a cradle. Can't get that done. Cuts him. 2-1 your score.
Carter Isley going to work in for an inside-outside tie here. 55 seconds left to go in the first period. Carter up 2-1. He's got a shot in on a double leg here, working out of bounds. We're going to come back to the center.
Kind of a shot that was more of a bulldog shot instead of a corner shot. Thought he was just going to try to bulldog him, but he bulldogged him right off the mat. We're still 2-1. 45 seconds remain, first period at 220 pounds.
Carter got a collar tie wrist here. Trying to work an angle. He gets a shot for a low single but doesn't get it, but quickly reshots with a double leg for a two takedown.
Dakota, that was a great call on your part. I think you are a natural at this wrestling announcing.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have you back up here again, Dakota Poe. That was a great call right there. We're going to get the archives out on that call of the takedown by Carter Isley against Callan Tomlin, and that'll go in your file for when you interview for jobs at the next level.
Nice.
All right, we're going to wind out the rest of the clock here in the first period with a 4-1 lead for Carter Isley. A couple of good takedowns there for Carter.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of good takes on. He had a nice shot reshot there for that second takedown, which makes it 4-1 starting into the second or third period.
We're going to be the second period.
Second period.
Yep. Carter had the choice. He took down. His first move is a stand-up, hits the switch, catches his opponent with the hands locked. So that'll be 5-1 when that point gets awarded. And now the escape makes it 6-1. Carter Isley in on a double leg. Head in the middle, though. A nice sprawl there by
does a good job Tomlin. Of coming back to his feet there. He didn't have such a great shot, but he got circled out and he came back to his feet like he needed to do.
Now the wrestlers are in a neutral position on their feet. A 6-1 lead for Carter Isley. He scored a pair of takedowns. Gotten a penalty point for the locked hands by Tomlin and the escape. Tomlin with the escape in the first period, his only point of this match. We're at 220 pounds where the Albia Blue Demons have a dominating 31-18 lead over the Oskaloosa Indians. We started this one at the 120-pound weight class. Oskaloosa took a forfeit there at 120. And then Albia has gone on a roll since then. Now Carter Isley with a nice single leg in there. And there's a two-point takedown. It looks like he might try a tilt out of that with a minute to go in the match. Nope, he's just going to cut him. Makes the score 8-2. Shoves him away. And a little bit chippy there for the Oskaloosa Indians. Kind of got a funky-looking singlet, those Indians. Is that a lightning bolt? Or
that's a lightning bolt.
It kind of looks like on TV when you see those super 150 million magnifications of a virus. That's kind of what that looks like to me. Or maybe a stray DNA strand that they found in some type of a odd species in the Atlantic.
So yeah, it's something like that.
There's a nice shuck by Carter Isley, and he's on top 10-2 now after that takedown.
Carter working tough on top here with 15 seconds to go in the second, winning 10-2.
10-2 at 220 pounds, and we're going to go to the third period. That'll be your score. It'll be Oskaloosa's choice when that third period starts. And he'll be trailing. That's Callan Tomlin, 10-2, when the whistle blows in the third period at 220 pounds.
Going back to the center here, we're going to go neutral starting the third period. Carter quick to go to the collar tie.
Actually, Tomlin took down, and Carter just cut him before it started, so that's 10-3 now. 10-3 your score. Oh, nice double leg. Heads on the inside again, though. But he dumps it, gets the 2 points at the edge of the mat. They're still wrestling. Now out. 18 seconds into the third period. It's a 12-3 advantage for Carter Isley. Carter cuts him again, makes it 12-4. And he's going to try to hit him in some. He's got him tired a little bit here, Dakota.
Yeah,
I'd like to see a dresser dump or a cow catcher or maybe a headlock. Maybe some type of a throw here. I think he can take him down anytime he wants. There's a stall call against Oski. and then a two-point takedown. Just a takedown double leg clinic being put on by Carrizzi. Now he gets the cow catcher. Bulldogs him to the mat. 14-3, now 14-4 as he cuts him. Carter Isley, just a very aggressive wrestler, knows what he needs to do to help his team win. He's on his feet now against Callan Tomlin at 220 pounds, gets the double leg again, and at the edge of the mat, takedown occurs, they're out of bounds, and it's 16-5. Carter's going to cut him again. 16-6, a 10-point advantage for Carter.
Carter's doing a lot of good takedowns here. He's taking some good shots. He's quick to go back in that collar tie, pop and go. He's got another double leg here.
Yeah, he's got him, and he's going to dump him. I think he's going to try to reach up, get a back combination here. Nope, he's just going to cut him again. Nope, he's looking at the coaches. He's in control. Oh, now he's going to try that underhook. He cuts him, though. It's 18-7, the 11-point advantage now. Carter Isley from Albia and Callan Tomlin from Oskaloosa at 220 pounds are trading escapes and takedowns. Takedowns for Isley. Escapes for Tomlin. There's a little bit of a sloppy shot by Isley, but he's able to turn and face, and they go out of bounds without either wrestler gaining control. 18-7. A lot of takedowns here for Carter Isley here at 220 pounds.
20 seconds left here in the third, 18-7.
Carter's ankle pick attempt.
Shoots in for the double leg. Got warning red stalling again. That'll be one more point. Carter, two takedown, makes it
20-7. So with 5 seconds to go, Carter cuts him, makes it 20-8. And there's a shot in there by Tomlin. Give him credit. He didn't give up. 20-7, your score. Four more for your Blue Demons, makes it 35-18. And that's the most points we've seen scored by wrestler all night, I believe. 20
yep.
points.
20 he had a lot of nice takedowns there. He's continuous cutting, taking him down there in the second and third period. He did a good job setting him up, taking him down. That shot, reshot, I told you. It was a nice move.
All right. Super heavyweight 285-pounders. Trevor Bossard comes out for your Albia Blue Demons. Straps on that green home leg band. And now for Oskaloosa, it's Cole Bossard. Albie leads this one 35-18, and the Albie Blue Demons are going to win all three of them on their celebration night tonight, Dakota Poe, where you were honored along with probably 30 other state qualifiers for the program here at the Albia High School Blue Demons, and your brothers were out there with you. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a good feeling knowing that I was a part of that and coming up through Albia, and it was pretty cool. We got Trevor Blackford out here now showing good stuff for Albia. Wrestling Cole Bossard. Minute 30 to go. We're still neutral. Blackford gets taken down to his belly, but no points. We go out of bounds, come back to the center, neutral.
Well, I think Blackford did a nice job moving right there. He kind of got a little bit out of position, but he kept his feet moving and denied Bossard from Oskaloosa the takedown. 40 seconds into this one, folks, 285-pounders, Trevor Blackford from Albia and Cole Bossard from Oskaloosa. And Bossard with a nice, smooth shuck by takes down Bossard out of bounds, no score. So if we can see that a little bit closer to the center circle, Trevor Blackford will have his lead here tonight. Now the wrestlers, collar tie pummel here at the center of the mat. Snap attempt there by Bossard, and a side roll attempt there by Blackford. That kind of doesn't work when he slips, and Bossard gets the takedown. Just kind of slipped right there. Looked like a arm got loose. And
Blackford, Bossard had a nice little pass by there, and Blackford did a good job of staying on his feet, but kind of got tripped up and went down. Minute 35 left in the first, 2-0. Blackford's down.
All right. Getting a few texts rolling in here. We've got a Dakota Poe for Wrestling Announcer of the Year fan club started here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. So awful, awful glad to have Dakota Poe up here as we're at this 285-pound match, 2-0 the score. Oh, but there's Trevor, gets caught in a side roll again. The kid just slipped out, and he got pinned with 3.7 seconds left in the first period. He just tried that side roll and didn't have anything that he could hang on to and just kind of turned himself right onto his back. And that 3 points will make the score, 6 points will make the score 35-24. Now we're going to go to the top of the lineup. We got a 106-pounder coming out, getting a forfeit. That makes it 35-30. 35-30. So what was once kind of a blowout here, we're going to have a heck of a match here at 113. This will be to decide this one. This is Kyle Sennett. He's at 113 pounds. He's going up against Drew Sams. Drew Sams, ranked 10th in the state at 113 pounds, class 3A, but he's got a worthy Albie opponent in Kyle Sennett. Sennett out there going to try to preserve this win for your Albie Blue Demons. They got a narrow 5-point advantage. Kyle Sennett on his feet. We're just underway at 113 pounds, folks. This will be the last match of the evening. Kyle Sennett on his feet, controlling hands at the edge of the mat. Kyle really doing a nice job. Got a tentative look to him right here, but when you're up against a quality wrestler like Drew Sams, oh, nice job in there, but he shot with his arms out, but he got in deep on a single leg. His left arm was kind of out hanging, and Sams was able to underhook it and prevent that from being a 2-point takedown, and now we're off the mat, out of bounds, with no score.
Coming back to the center here, minute 15. Kyle's doing a good job of staying in good position here. He kind of just holding back right now.
There's a double leg shot in there by Sams. Switches off to single because his head's on the inside. Underhooked there by Kyle Sennett. Going to try to go with a wizard and keep his hips into him. They're near the edge of the mat with a minute to go. Sams is in deep on a single leg. Pulls Kyle Sennett back to the center of the mat. Sennett has to give it up. And there's 2 points for Drew Sams. 2-0. Oskaloosa on top now. Very important match here. The last one, there's an escape by Kyle Sennett. And that was a contested escape, folks. Sams was trying to... Nope, there's a single leg now by Sams. 2-1 the score. Sams gets that takedown. And now Kyle Sennett trails 4-2. 30 seconds remain, first period action. And this is an exciting match, folks. Everybody that's here, including the cheerleaders that you hear thumping the mat, they know that Kyle Sennett can preserve this win for the Albia Blue Demons. They lead this one 35-30 in this final match of the evening. We're going to count down through the final seconds of this first period. 4-1 advantage for Drew Sams from Oskaloosa at 113 pounds. Kyle Sennett on the bottom. He tries to stand up here, and they're out of bounds with 2 seconds to go. So Kyle Sennett doing what he needs to right here, Dakota.
Yeah, he's keeping a good position there on bottom. He needs to work up and try to get out here and get an escape. Come back to the center. Kyle Sennett down.
There's the end of the first period. 4-1. Kyle Sennett is down. He takes a neutral position. It's his choice in this period. So Kyle Sennett on his feet against Drew Sams. 4-1 the lead for Sams from Oskaloosa. Sams in there on a single leg. Nice counter there by Kyle Sennett. They're both on the feet again. Hand control now by Sams. And Sams does a quick chuck by. Gets the 2-point takedown. 6-1, Sams. Now Kyle Sennett down on his base. Sams tries arm control. Looks like Kyle just needs to hit a couple moves right here, Dakota.
Yeah, he's looking kind of dead there on the bottom. He needs to hit a couple moves, put two together to get out. He come to his feet here, doing a good job to get one escape. And right back in with a shot. We're going to go out of bounds. And come back to the center, it'd be 6-2, Sennett trails.
Kyle's done a real good job in the closing minutes of his matches, and he had a great win against a ranked wrestler from East Marshall Saturday, a match where he trailed going into the third period. And there's a nice shot in there by Kyle Sennett, but great counter by Sams, and they're still neutral. 6-2 the score. There's a single leg shot in there and a Kelly by Kyle Sennett. And the Kelly works. Sennett's got two and he's going for back points. He just can't quite cast over. Can't quite get the back points. It's 6-4. What a great Kelly move there by Kyle Sennett. Now he's got a chicken wing locked up with 50 seconds to go. He's going to try for more. He's got the double chicken wing.
Double chicken wing. He's going to take some big steps here, hopefully, and get around
top. It's hard to get too high when you got the double chicken wing in. Come on, Kyle Sennett. Figure four on the head, Kyle. Don't scissors. Don't give it up, Kyle. You got it. Chest to chest now, Kyle Sennett. He lost one of those arms. He still got one of them. He's just a little bit too high there, Dakota, with 30 seconds to go. Okay, now he does a good job getting back on the
wing bar. He's settled back again. He's going to work for some more points here. He's got it deep. He's got the back points. He's got him on his back.
He can sink his hips. He'll have it. Oh, but nice, nice bridge roll through there by
Sam. He got a two count. Two back makes it 6-6 going into the third.
Kyle sent it up against the rank. Drew Sams for the Albia Blue Demons. Sams with the stand-up now. He's going to try to untie this thing, and there's a stall call against Kyle Sinnott. He takes him back to the mat, and now with 1.4 seconds to go, time expires. Time expires. It's 6-6.
Time expires.
6-6. Kyle got called for a stall warning there. Didn't take him back to the mat quickly enough. All right, we've got a break in the action here between the second and third period. It's a 6-6 tie. Kyle Sinnott will cover his opponent, Drew Sams. Sam gets set. Sinnott covers. There's a stand-up by Sams. Sinnott drops down to single leg. And Kyle's got to be careful he doesn't get a stall call again. He's just kind of hanging on to that leg. But now Sams is out far enough that Kyle won't get called for stalling, but we might see a stalemate here. But every tick of the clock that goes by, Kyle Sinnott brings your Blue Demons 1 second closer to the win in this dual meet. Albia leads 35-30. Sams, Oskaloosa, Sinnott, Albia. Tonight's final match at 113 pounds. Everybody in this place is on their feet, Dakota.
We got 35-30 here in the team score. Oski looking to double up here on points.
And there's a cradle in there by Sams. Sinnott's on his back. Too quick, though, to get back points, but Sam still has the cradle locked up.
Sinnott breaks the legs. He gets back out to his base here.
Oh, there's a half Nelson in there by Sams. Kyle Sinnott's got it. Oh, there's a full Nelson. Yes, full Nelson. One point for Albia. Whew. And that stops the action, too. And Kyle Sinnott was broken down. And Drew Sams just a mental error there on him by putting the full Nelson in. That makes the score 8-7. Kyle Sinnott can get a reversal here and get a win.
A win would be good here in this situation. We got 57 seconds left here in the third. Kyle Sinnott needs to work up here. He's starting the period. He gets out.
There's a half Nelson by Sams. Sams with a half Nelson, but he can't get teed out. Kyle Sinnott needs to post his right arm and make sure he does not get turned over here. The half being put in on the left side. Now, Sams gives up the half. There's a full Nelson again, but the official doesn't quite see it. There's locking hands. Kyle Sinnott gets the reversal.
Two reversal. Kyle Sinnott makes the score 9-8 with 29 seconds. He needs to ride him out here.
Folks, Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe bringing you this live wrestling action. It's Kyle Sinnott for Albia leading Drew Sams 9-8. We're off the mat with the escape, and that makes the score 9-9.
9-9.
And everybody in this place is on their feet, folks. This live high school wrestling action on 96.7 is why we bring it to you. It's exciting. There's a single leg in there by Kyle Sinnott.
For Kyle Sinnott. We got 14 seconds left here in the third, 9-9. Takedown wins this match.
There's Kyle Sinnott. He's competing hard for the Blue Demons with 8 seconds to go. Now Sam's with a great sprawl, but with 5 seconds to go, Sinnott hanging on. And there's this two-point takedown.
Takedown with 1 second in the third period. Kyle Sinnott takes him down for the win, 11-9.
Kyle Sinnott gets the win as time expires. Folks, the official had his butt slapped a fraction of a second prior to the takedown call being made, and Kyle Sinnott is the hero of the moment. 38-30, your team score, and Kyle Sinnott went out there, Dakota, knowing that if that 10th ranked wrestler pins him, his team loses that match. But he didn't go out there trying to not get pinned. He went out there trying to win. He got it done in exciting fashion. My goodness, that was exciting. So, well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to tell you about this match right now. Albia won 38-30. A very exciting match, the most exciting one of the evening against the Oskaloosa Indians. And I'd have to say Kyle Sinnott's match against Drew Sams was the match of the night.
That was definitely the match of the night. That was awesome. There was literally 1 second left on the one on the clock, and he got that takedown, make it 11-9 to win. It was definitely a crowd-inflicted match.
That's one that the home crowd, the big crowd in the house for the 50th anniversary celebration, everybody was on their feet for Kyle Sinnott. The only time that's going to be better, like old Scotty Fry says, is if it's at state. So tell you what we'll do. We'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds, folks. We'll bring you right back here to recap it for you here from the Albia High School Fieldhouse. Scotty Fry on the controls back high above the square in high fidelity. And he gives you this commercial message. Dakota Poe and Joe Sinclair will set it up for you for your final recap and let you know how things went here for Albia on this historic night. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
This is Ken Root of the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. There's never been a more critical time for agriculture than now. So join me, along with regional vendors and guest speakers, Ag Secretary Bill Northey, Ray Jenkins, Joe Wright, and many others, at the KIIC Regional Farm Show and Ag Expo at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa, March 21st and 22nd. I hope to see you there. For more information, go to KIICradio.com.
Are you ready for a getaway? Step back in time at the McNeil Stone Mansion Bed and Breakfast in Oskaloosa, where you can experience a relaxing, romantic setting with super comfortable beds, gourmet breakfasts, and complimentary evening desserts, and time for quiet reflection. Call now, 641-673-4348, or visit www.thestonemansion.com. That's 641-673-4348.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
And we're back. Joe Sinclair here at the quickly evacuating Albia Fieldhouse. And what an exciting final match there, Dakota, for the Albia Blue Demons, where Kyle Sinnott came from behind to get an upset win over a ranked wrestler at 113 pounds, bumped up and got the job done for the Blue Demons.
He did. It was a very exciting match to watch. Like I said, it was a final second win. We were open at 120. Shadow Leshen at 126 with a pin. Bryce Leshen at 132 with a pin. We just had kind of a pin rally here at Blake Lawless pin. Caleb White, 12-4 victory.
Yeah, we had a double forfeit at 152 pounds. The Blue Demons kind of missing the injured Houston Clare there. And then at 160 pounds, Griffin Osing got the pin. Brett Leshen, an exciting 9-5 win. Dalton Folkerts at 170 got the 9-5 win. Zach Armstrong got the forfeit. Carter Isley pinned his opponent. And then at 220, Jacob West got pinned at 195. And at 220 was where Carter Isley rolled up a bunch of takedowns, just put a clinic on, and won that match 20-8.
285, Trevor Blackford got
pinned there in the first period.
And then we go back over to 106.
We gave up that forfeit.
We gave up the forfeit of 106, and then Kyle Sinnott with the exciting match at 113.
Yeah.
Brought the final score to 38-30.
Yeah, it was 35-30, folks. And if Kyle Sinnott would have gotten pinned by that kid, it would have been a sad bunch of Blue Demon fans. But as it is, all the Blue Demons fans were on their feet. And with a second remaining, Kyle Sinnott does a great job, gets the takedown, and secures the win for the Blue Demons. That was the third and final match of the evening. The Blue Demons were 3-0 on the night. They went up against an understaffed Iowa City West squad. I think they were kind of running from us. But Iowa City West was beat a whole bunch to not very many. And then we had a nice matchup against the squad from Fairfield. A couple of exciting matches in that one. But the Blue Demons did prevail 51-21. So thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much to all of our sponsors. I want to thank Edward Jones, Brian Crosser there on the south side of Square in Albia, Sheraton Valley Electric, Dr. William Adler, and Benton Place Apartments. Also, Hammer Medical, AgriVision John Deere, the Monroe County Hospital, and Southern Iowa Technologies.
We got Southern Iowa Tech, Tharp Funeral Home, Jim and Charlie's, Leffler Dirtworks, Mick Furniture, Bluff Creek Archery.
C-First Community Credit Union, a growing credit union. Sinnott Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Quality Ag Service, Summers Insurance, and Dewey Motor Company.
We got People State Bank, Albia Motor Company. These are all great sponsors coming at you. First Iowa State Bank, Hy-Vee, Lathrop Construction,
Titan Machinery, and Summers Car Credit. Round out your list of sponsors that brought this fabulous evening of wrestling to you. A triple victory for your Albia Blue Demons. They handled Iowa City West, Fairfield, and the Oskaloosa Indians tonight, this historic night. Thanks for listening to your sports leader, 96.7. Bye for now.